In the spring of 1846, Latter-day Saints, in 1800 wagons, with their attendant teamsters and families, were encamped in various places between Nauvoo and Council Bluff, Iowa. They were financially destitute. Furthermore, their proximity to the borders of Missouri was upsetting to the inhabitants of that state, whose guilty consciences caused groundless fears of some sort of revenge by the Saints, and there were petitions to the federal government to, quote, disarm and expel them, the Saints, from our border, unquote. In January 1856, Brigham Young wrote Elder Jesse C. Little, then in New Hampshire, and asked him to go to Washington, D.C., with the objective of embracing, quote, any facilities for immigration to the western coast which our government shall offer, end of quote. The rest is history. The United States was then at war with Mexico and needed troops in California to secure that future state for the U.S. Recruiting 500 men from the Mormons proved a win-win-win solution to several problems. It gave President Polk troops for his military objective. It solved the complaints from the Missourians. It overcame the resistance of the Indian agents to the families wintering over in the winter quarters area, and it provided badly needed cash to these families and the church, 21,000 altogether, although President Young and Heber C. Kimball had to do some convincing of the Saints, who did not trust their federal government very much by then, as well as having to travel to Utah without the help of these strong young men. The battalion left in July of 1846 to begin their trip and their one-year enlistment. This song is based on a single incident during this 2,000-mile march of the Mormon Battalion, often called the greatest march in infantry in the history of the world. I think you'll enjoy the droll humor of the person who wrote it.
Okay, here we go.
The Mormons, led by Colonel Cook, while passing down San Pedro's Brook, just turning o'er a little rise, the grass was up to our mules' eyes. On the road to California, on that hard and tedious journey, far across the Rocky Mountains, crystal streams and flowing fountains. Just as our mule began to pull out from the grass, there jumped a bull. As soon as he appeared in sight, he raised his head all ready for a fight. On the road to California, on that hard and tedious journey, far across the Rocky Mountains, crystal streams and flowing fountains. I saw a man as I passed by, a bull had hooked him in the thigh, and from the thigh the blood did pour, 3 inches deep it was a gore. On the road to California, on that hard and tedious journey, far across the Rocky Mountains, crystal streams and flowing fountains. When this bull battle it was sore, the sound of muskets heard no more. We went next day and there found slain 4 mules, 12 bulls upon the plains. On the road to California, on that hard and tedious journey, far across the Rocky Mountains, crystal streams and flowing fountains.